ॐ जननीं शारदादेवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मीं त्रयो श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः. What is the greatness of devotion? Supreme devotion. Of course, we are talking about supreme devotion. But devotion, bhakti is also divided into two categories. Gauna and Para. Vaidhi, Gauna are two names for the lower devotion. Preparatory devotion, Swamiji titled it. And then supreme devotion, higher devotion, Parabhakti. What is the greatness of Parabhakti? Well, we have discussed two points. The 25th sutra, Sātu Karma Jnana Yogyubhyopi Adhikatara. This bhakti, Sā means bhakti, devotion, is Adhikatara, is greater, very much greater. Not only Adhika, Adhikatara. So what is it? Greater than what? Karma, Jnana and Bhakti. We discussed it. Because karma means karma yoga leads to naishkarmya siddhi. And jnana yoga leads to oneness with God. How can he have devotion? Devotion always means that I am small, you are big. So that distinction must be made. That is why this dasya bhava, sakya bhava, vatsalya bhava and madhura bhava are there. I will come to that. Then yoga. Yoga means meditation. What does a yogi want to achieve? Tada drashtu swarupe avastham. He wants to completely suppress all mental faculties. And then remain with the knowledge, I am the Purusha, I am pure consciousness. Where is the bhakti here? There is no bhakti. In yoga, there is no bhakti. In jnana, it is said, there is no bhakti. Karma also, there is no bhakti. Because they want mukti. Whereas a devotee says, I don't want mukti. Mukti means what? You become one with God. Then whom are you going to worship? No, I want bhakti. I want to, even though I know I and you are one and the same, but I don't want to always feel I am one with you. I want to keep a distinction. But only the distinction in this particular stage, that the whole world disappears. Who remains? God and only these two. This duality will go. That duality is different from our duality. Our duality is, God also is one among the objects. So have you heard about bucket list? Film called Bucket List. What is bucket? Taking the bucket in English language means to die. When people wanted to commit suicide, they will take a bucket and go and tie the rope, hang themselves and then kick the bucket so that they will die. This is called kicking the bucket. So bucket list means if doctors confirm you are not going to live for a long time, then what are your, if God gives a chance, what are your, what would be your wishes you want to get fulfilled? This is called bucket list. So all of us have got God in our bucket list. What is the problem? There are three types of bucket, three people with three types of bucket lists. The lowest fellow, they have got 5,000 desires. And God is that 5,000 desire. Everything else comes in our priority, first, second, third, fourth. This is the lowest type of people. Higher than that is, he has got also 5,000 desires. But God will be the first and the other one, like Hajra, you know. The person who is to stay with Sinandrashmi, but Hajra used to say that God is great. So he can also give mukti. He can also give mukti. His money. He can also give money. Why not? After all, he is the Lord of the world. And Lakshmi is his partner. What does he lack? Suppose he gives one, let us say, 100 billion billion. Do you think Lakshmi will be lacking anything? No. So, that is the second person. He wants God, but he also wants God plus. many other things. But the highest person is one. There is only one wish in his bucket list. Is it?
God.
Only God. He is called Supreme Devotee, Paravrti. So to enjoy Bhakti, a bit of Dvaitam is necessary to enjoy Bhakti. That is why this Bhakti, Sa, Bhakti, through Karma, Jnana, Yogebhyopi, Adhikatara. There is also another beautiful meaning to that in the next sutra, 26th, Phalara Patva. So, Narada, Narada is the author. Oh, Narada, well, why do you say it is supreme? Then he gives another, Phalara Patva. See, what is the result of Bhakti Marga? Bhakti. A genuine Bhakta doesn't say, I want to Mukti. I want Bhukti. I want Mukti. You understand what is bhukti? Bhukti means worldly enjoyment. Mukti means spiritual emancipation. So a person, there are devotees who say, it is a very painful affair. You give me mukti, once for all, I'll be free from all these things. Most of all, that is what we want. And God also wants us only to give mukti. You know why? Because suppose he gives us bhakti. Bhakti means we have devotion towards God. Upon whom do we think we depend?
God.
Upon God. Then what do you think God's duty? 24 hours he has to be after us. It's a beautiful incident in the life of Tyagaraja. Tyagaraja was one of the greatest singer saints. So what happened? He would not sing for anybody. He would sing for Guru, he would sing for God, but he would not sing for anybody even. So once what happened, he went and sang for devotees. So there was a great person, the rich person. He wanted to rebirth, but Tyagaraja would not accept. He would go out for begging, depending totally upon God. So one day, this rich person, what he did, that he was sending off Tyagaraja on a palki. Unbeknown to him, some precious gold or diamonds or something, he put it where Tyagaraja, you know, poor man, left you. The carpet was there in the palki. And then he was an old man. The palki bearers were going. And he did not know he was going on meditating, singing, and that was his life. A little bit dozing also in the old man is like that. But some thieves came to know that there is a lot of valuable gold. They were following this one. And they whole night they were following. But they could not approach. Then early morning they became converted. And then as soon as it was morning, they came and fell flat. Said, Bhagavan, it is excuses. We have committed great crime. He said, what crime did you commit? I don't see any crime you have committed. If we wanted to rob you. Tyagaraja said, what did you want to rob me? There's nothing valuable to you. They said, no, where you are sitting, below, there are some valuable things are there. We know that. Oh, he did not. So, why did you not rob? He said, how can we rob? There were two ferocious princesses. One in the front, one in the back. Big horses with a bronze sword. Whole night they were giving pahara. Many times we thought they will go here and there, at least for number one or number two, if not number two, at least number one few minutes. No, whole night they were, we could not even come anywhere near. Then Tyagaraja understood. He said, how fortunate you are. I have been longing, I have been singing, I have been doing japa. And you just wanted to rob me and they appear. What a divine injustice. So who were they? Rama and Lakshman. They were there. So if God gives bhakti to us, this would be his conditions. He has to go behind us, where my child is going to eat, how is he going to sleep, who is going to harm him, and we have to go and protect him. That's why mukti, no problem, out. Ame, মুক্তি দিতে কাতর নেই, ভক্তি দিতে কাতর হই। বেঙ্গলি আই এম নট কনসার্ন ইন গ্রান্টিং লিবারেশন, বাট আই এম ভেরি কশিয়াস ইন গিভিং ভক্তি, বিকজ ইফ এনি ভক্ত মিন্স হি ডিপেন্ডস টোটালি আপন, হি ফরগেটস এভরিথিং অ্যান্ড হু ইজ টু লুক আফটার। সো কর্ম জ্ঞান যোগ অধিকতর ফল রূপত্ব, সো ওয়ান অফ দি এক্সপ্লেনেশনস গিভেন, সপোজ ইউ বিকম নিষ্কাম কর্ম, হোয়াট হ্যাপেন, ইউর মাইন্ড বিকমস পিওর, দেন ইউ উইল অবটেইন, দেন দি মাইন্ড বিকমস পিওর, দি মাইন্ড বিকমস লাইক এ ভেরি ভেরি ক্লিন মিরর, অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ইজ দি ফাংশন অফ দি মিরর, হোয়াট এভার ইজ ইন ফ্রন্ট অফ ইট, ইট উইল রিফ্লেক্ট। নাও ওয়েন আওয়ার মাইন্ড বিকমস পিওর, হোয়াট ইজ ইন ফ্রন্ট অফ ইট, পিওর কনশিয়াস, দিস ইজ কল্ড চিদাভাস, চিত, চিত আভাস, রিফ্লেকশন অফ গড ওনলি, ওয়েন দের আর নো থটস, উই ডিসকাসড ইউ নো বৃত্তি, থট উইল হ্যাভ টু কম্পোনেন্টস, আইডিয়া অফ এন অবজেক্ট অ্যান্ড দিস রিফ্লেকশন অফ কনশিয়াসনেস, when these two mix together, that is called vritti, thought. Suppose there you are not conscious, will there be a thought? Can you unconsciously think? It is impossible. Thinking always done with only conscious, with consciousness only will have to. So when the mind becomes free from the idea of an object, what remains? That means you are separating from the vritti, the idea of any object, then what remains? Only pure reflection of the consciousness. That is called drashtaha. Tada drashtu swarupe avasthanam. Then that is the knowledge. That is yoga. But then we can interpret it. That person realizes everything is God. The moment he realizes everything is God, he becomes a great devotee. So karma yogi becomes a great devotee. Jnana yogi also becomes a great devotee. Raja yogi also becomes a great devotee. And then what is that ultimate thing? So why not start with bhakti and increase your bhakti instead of going through this donka mahatmata man? Where is your nose? Somebody was asked, where is your nose? Instead of going here, he is showing that this is my nose. So, according to Narada, following other pathways is like going around a boat way instead of a straight path. Now, according to Ramanujacharya, spiritual progress takes place in three steps. The first is Karma Yoga, both for Shankaracharya and Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya. The first step is only Karma Yoga. What does Karma Yoga do? Chitta Shuddhi. And as soon as the mind becomes pure, what happens according to Ramanuja? That correct knowledge about God dawns on him. Most of the time it's like that, you know. For us also it is like that. Chitta Shuddhi becomes, you know. Suppose just ordinary illustration. Suppose you eat some nice sweet, very tasty, and you like it, you eat more, and then you suffer from stomach problem, sweet problem. No, bitter problems are there, sweet problems are also there. So you suffer from sweet problem, or sweetheart's problem. All sweethearts are only sweet from a distance. When you come near, then the real nature will come out. Sweetness is only external appearance. Inside, waiting, you know, a thousand footed cobra. It's psychologically, it is. So, as soon as the mind becomes pure, all the dross is removed. Then what remains? Oh, then this is God. Then if this is God, what am I? I am also pure consciousness. God also is pure consciousness. Then what is the difference between me and God? God is infinite. I am. God is huge and I am small. This is what according to this knowledge. Karma yoga leads to knowledge of who God is and who I am. And that leads to karma, leads to knowledge, knowledge leads to bhakti. Because if you don't know something, then how will you have any relationship with that? Is it not in our day-to-day life? Somebody shows you something, you don't know anything about. So what type of relationship will you have? Can I want it? Can I not want it? Nothing will happen. Once you know, this is a very valuable thing. And immediately, Holy Mother, in her open, sweet, inimitable way, he gives a beautiful example. So, there is a village, there is a tank. In India, many villages will have tanks. That is their water storage. And there will be a ghat, no? Some stone steps. So every day, these fellows are walking up and down. They are bringing water. They also wash, you know, they use that stone. They put it in the big, like dhobis. Like that. Long time passed. Then one day, a diamond merchant happened to come. And he went to this. So I popped out. Because that stone is nothing but pure diamond. So this is the illustration Holy Mother is saying. That whether you yourself in your own nature, or when you come, actually she was telling that I am from the village. How did the villagers consider Holy Mother? Our Shari, not S-A-R-I. You know Sharada? Sari, Shari, our Shari. Her husband is mad. Funny things also happen, you know. Later on, Holy Mother was recognized. Many powerful people, doctors, lawyers, and higher officers, they used to come to Jairamad. And whenever they come, they bring, you know, lot of goodies, you know, fruits, sweets, and all this. One day, village woman, the mother usually distributes. So one day, this woman came, and she was telling, you know, there was a talk at one time of my getting married to Sri Ramakrishna. Had I married, today all these things would have been mine. What stupidity. Then Holy Mother immediately, even now what is there is all your strength as much as you. Do you think that an incarnation of God is going to marry? What is the cow grazer? Do you think it is happening? It doesn't happen to even to us. You don't just go and get married. It's all destiny. Whether a person gets married or not married, a person becomes householder or a sannyasi, and what type of partners we get, all depends upon our karmapala. Then why all these efforts? Efforts is because we don't know what is going to happen. Yeah. We don't know what is going to happen, and we cannot keep quiet of it. That is what third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is going on. That's it. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jatu tishtati akarma kri kariyate hevasha prakruti jair gunai forced by the nature of the prakruti tattva rajas and tamas. A person is forced to do something because it's called shakti. Shakti means what? Energy. Energy means what? Activity. Energy means activity. If there is no activity, do you call that fellow energetic fellow? No energy at all. So, this, according to Ramanuja, Chitta Shuddhi obtained by Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga leads to Jnana. What is Jnana Yoga? True knowledge about what God is, what I am. Immediately, the relationship will come. When a child recognizes, this is my mother. That is called. And Narada also gives, very soon he will give that example. You know, like a prince. So in his childhood, a prince has been kidnapped or lost. He was growing up with some particular beggars. And then even when he knows that I am a beggar, is he a prince or a beggar?
Prince.
He's a prince son. What is the problem? He doesn't know it. And nobody else also knows about it. And when he grew up, there were certain styles. And then when one old man who knew the whole story. He was passing by. Suddenly he looked. Hey, this is our last prince. Then you see, he went and told, hey, you are a prince of this Rajya. He doesn't believe. Because he thought, you know, from birth, I am here only. No, not from birth. But you were born only in the royal family. But you don't have that memory. So like that, the moment he gets knowledge, that moment he recognizes the relationship. What is the relationship? These are not my parents. They are my parents. So I will have to claim my privilege. And this is what exactly in spiritual life. Is it that you are not a prince? You are not the child of immortality. And somebody comes and tells, you will be devoted to me and I will make you immortal. That is it. Shunvantu Vishve Mrutasya Putra Aye Dhamani Divyanitastu Vedaha Metam Purusham Mahantam Aditya Varnam Tamasaha Parasta. Understand that? See, a great Rishu uttered these words in our Upanishads. These are there in our Vedas. And this Rishi again came in the 19th century, went to America, and again he gave the same clarion call. Hey, you are not an ordinary man and woman. You are the child of immortality. Amrutasya Putra. Lots of philosophies there behind, but I will not talk about them. What is important for us, that how many people he is awakening the national soul, the world soul, Dharma Chakra Pravartana. That means that was the mission. And the result is percolating throughout the world today. India also. Very interesting. We were so slavish that if Swami Vivekananda uttered the same thing here, we would not recognize. It must come from foreign. Once you know, after Swami Vivekananda, we are great. Because this is Swami Vivekananda. He conquered. Some stupid fellows ask, how many disciples have you made? Bracket, how much pranami they have given. He said, very few things. He said, God in the form of clarion, spiritual awakening. But the result of that diksha, it is mantra diksha, the result will be felt over 1,000 years. Not that immediately they realize it, but that poison, that infection has been injected into them. This infection is no medicine can cure it. It will cure all diseases. And what is the biggest disease? Two diseases. Body and mind. These are the biggest diseases. So this is the truth about it. So that is what Narada is also telling. Palarupatva. The moment the jiva comes to know, you are not a jiva. Jiva means ordinary person. I'm a man. I'm a dog, etc. I'm a mosquito. You ask mosquito, who are you? What do you think it will tell? I am a mosquito. There will be also a big mosquito. No? I am the leader of these mosquitoes. And a female Miss Universe mosquito also will be there. Yes. And they will have waking state, dream state, and also dreamless. Yes, every living creature have to go. It is only human being who can analyze the whole thing and really think about it. Okay? So, this is even in our case also, that clarion call applies. Because our mind is not pure, we think we are so and so. So, karma yoga. If you are really practicing karma yoga, you know, you practice this much karma yoga, this much your mind will be pure. Once somebody gave a beautiful analogy and it stuck in my mind, I went to address some yoga. Not clear. So he said, what does this yoga do? Imagine there is a window full of soot and black, full black. What do you need to do? Light is there outside, but nothing is coming inside. So one day he decided, I want to clean up. I want light. So what did he do? He took one wet cloth. He went one small corner he could see and he cleaned. And immediately light started coming. What did that light reveal? More dirt. That small place, one corner, revealed immediately there is more dirt surrounding. Previously he could not see it. Now he could see it. So again he started cleaning a little more. The moment he cleaned a little more, now more light. What did more light reveal?
More dirt cleaning.
More dirt. Then you clean that. Then more light will. That this is the anyonyashraya. First only you go blindly, then your mind will be a little bit clear. The moment your mind becomes this much pure, then you will say, oh my God, how much of impurity is I'm cherishing in my mind. You won't be able to recognize that much impurity unless a little bit of light is coming. And light is the first. Then it will be clean more. Because you can't help. When you see that, you can't help. You clean it more. Clean it more. The more we clean, the more it is. The like that we go on, getting more light, we're able to see better. So this is called by Ramanujacharya, Atma Avalokana. Atma Avalokana. What does Atma mean? Not Atma Swarupa. Atma means mind. Avalokana. What is happening in the mind? This is what one day we discussed earlier. Am I a devotee or not? If you are doing japa dhyana, then a light will come. Oh, I am having kama, I am having krodha, I am having lobha, matsarya. I am having all these problems. And all the things are manifested in these six. All the defects. Slowly as we karma yoga, we start cleaning. Then we discover more light. That's what Holy Mother is telling. Stop finding fault with others. If you don't stop finding fault with others, you will not find what faults are there within you. And I also discussed one day that if I don't have any fault, I can't know that fault exists in the other person. So like that, slowly we will go on cleaning. If this transformation is not happening, yes, I am going on taking God's name for a particular thing. Sometimes we increase the japa meditation, increase the puja, increase the satsanga, increase everything, but completely holding on to certain samskaras, varandi samskaras. Then it's not going to really to help all. So coming back, phala rupatva. So karma yoga gives chitta shuddhi. And then Jnana Yoga also gives you Chitta Shuddhi, Raja Yoga also gives you Chitta Shuddhi, and then the more Chitta Shuddhi. It doesn't happen, not that completely it is dark and suddenly completely light, a little bit light. How you know? You have ever traveled a long tunnel, train. It enters to deep darkness. You know, tunnels are there, sometimes 5-6 miles. Tunnels are there. So you enter into them, pitch dark. Then after some 5-6 minutes, then very faint light, you start seeing each other, very faint. Then you see the walls of that tunnel, slowly. You must have seen that part. Slowly as you are traveling, then more and more and more light will come. Like that, when we do this, any of these yogas, and slowly the mind must become pure. This is the first thing. So, the moment your impurity is cleaned, immediately the mind becomes pure to that extent. That is called Atma Avalokana. With the help of that Atma Avalokana, we are able to see. The real Atma Avalokana will come later on. Because what is that Atma? What is that light? That light itself is a manifestation of pure consciousness. But now, we with that help, we can only function in cleaning the things. But bhakti, from the very beginning, the devotees, oh Lord, that I am a humble person. I am full of impurities. You know that I don't have any guna. My guna hina. I am full of no good quality. But guna hina means I don't have any quality. No. I don't have any good quality. I am full of bad qualities only. So you will have to purify me. Starts very humble. That means, what is that bad quality? The worst bad quality. The mother of all bad quality. What is it?
Jealousy.
Ahankara. That is why avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha. Avidya. Ignorance. Ignorance manifests in the form of what? Instead of saying that a human being, suppose somebody suddenly found one of your women devotees, Sandhya, do you know who I am? I am Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. What would be your labeling of that person? Huh? Oh, is it so? You are now smiling, but inside, judgment is already passed. Next time, I have to avoid visibility. Because she will only talk Indira Gandhi. That is the Yapasiddha. Then she will be talking about like that. So she will pour you out of this. So what are we? If anybody asks, we have to link to each other. I am Swami Dayatmananda, I am Shubhadaratman. What are we talking about? This is not, I am not Swami Dayatmananda, you are not Shubhada, you are not Anusha, you are. Who are you? Amrutasya. You are the children of immortality. What are you talking about? What nonsense are you talking about? That is what Sri Ramakrishna had come to tell us. So how does he tell us? Be a bhakta. Bhakta means what? I am a servant of God. Now whom do you think God is going to employ? Non-God? God will employ only another person who is pure. Is it not? Bhakta, another bhakta. Or I am a servant, or I have a friend, or I am the parent, or I am the child, or I am the lover, or beloved. These are the Shanta, Raskya, Satya, Vatsalya, Nishvara. And he says, Ishvarasya api abhimana dveshatva dainya priyatvatcha. So Narada is telling, phala, what is the phala? Little bhakti gives more bhakti. And more bhakti gives, a little more bhakti gives, a little more bhakti. A little more bhakti gives, still a little. The more bhakti we have, the more knowledge we have. From bhakti comes jnana. What is the jnana? I am a child of God. Naturally, a child will claim only, this is my true parent. And that would be the relationship. More a child recognizes this is my father or mother, the more will be his love. Towards, and then he says, I am your child, you have to do this for me. He doesn't reason. Naturally it comes. For a child, he doesn't think, you know, you gave me birth, so I have a right over you. The child doesn't think, I know that you are my mother. But beautifully, Sri Ramakrishna says, you know, the mother is trying to discipline the child. He is beating. Mother's beating is very like message. And the child is clinging to the mother. Doesn't cling to the father. Only to the mother. Because if father beats, it's a different affair. Mother beats is a different affair. So the more the mother is trying to punish, the more the child is crying. But at the same time, clinging to the mother only. Mother also knows. Do you think that the mother really beats the child? Only a little bit. To discipline for the good of the child. So what is the ultimate enemy of human being or any sadhaka? God. That's why he says, the more bhakti we have, the less abhimana we have. What is abhimana? Identification. Abhimana means what? Identification. I am human being. Then the abhimana changes. Suppose there is a big office. I am a big officer, I am a magistrate, I am a scientist, I am a doctor, I am a lawyer. And like that, abhimana will come. I am a beautiful person. I am the husband. Don't you know I am the husband? Like that, Abhimana will come. Even a mother has an abhimana. I am a mother, so I have either right. I have a child, I am the child, so I have a right. Ishwarasyapi, God hates any kind of ahankara. What is ahankara? But you claim you are not belonging to me, that is called ahankara. You are different from me, that is called ahankara. You belong to me, that is called aham. This is the difference between aham and ahankara. Abhimana veshitva. God hates what is called egotistic person. God cannot stand an egotistic person. Beautiful. It's not that God hates. God is not a person. He can't hate. But it means is by this abhimana, he keeps God completely away. Even though God is there, he can't avail him. That is the meaning. Don't attribute that God is sitting there. Whether you accept me or not, I will give you my blows. It is our own, what is called, ignore it. That gives us blows. Dainya priyatvatsi. And God loves humble people. Humility. What is humility? To see greatness in other people. But otherwise, how will you be humble? I also got knowledge, you got some knowledge. We are studying in the same class, and I am more intelligent than you. Is it humility? You find somebody, this person, he knows, he understands better than them. And he is able to get, how do we know? His examinations will tell. Who is better? So, then we have grudging respect for the person. But outside we don't want, knowledge is there. But we don't want to acknowledge it because of our asuya, jealousy and other. But everybody can recognize. Suppose somebody is more beautiful, then we are helpless. Somebody is more beautiful, we are helpless. But we have a choice whether you want to suffer from asuya or not. So if a person is doing japa dhyana, what should be done? These are the two things. We should become more humble. We should also go together. When this reduces, this increases. Like Tulabhara, you know. If this goes up, this goes up. If this goes down, this goes up. It is like. Sri Ramakrishna had expressed it beautifully. When a person progresses towards the east, the more he moves, the west automatically. And Mahapurushma has also told something very interesting. We'll discuss it. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ram Krishnam Jagat Guru Padat Padme Sayo Vetu Vetu Namam Nimokhe Vodna Tavu. I heard that Swami Gautamanji is coming. Was somebody Manj. You know that?